Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you guys. Happy New Year. Hopefully everybody had a good time. I know this is an early show on New Year's Day, but if you could tell from the shirt, my Longhorns kick off in about an hour. So I wanted to get on and do a show today. I wanted to start the new year off right, and I wasn't sure how my demeanor would be if the Niners lose, or sorry, if the Longhorns lose. So here we are, bright and early. Apologies if I woke anybody up. That is not apologies if you got a hangover or whatever. The Chapmans went to bed at 8:30. That is where we are in our life choices. And it was awesome. We had a good time. So thank you, 49ers Throwback, for helping put the show out there and all the things you do. He says, Happy New Year, faithful. 2025 is officially here. Let's make it a better year. Can't be worse when it comes to the 49ers. No doubt about that. But he goes on to say, hit that like button and subscribe. Thank you so much. And I appreciate everybody that makes this show possible. Our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. You guys are the best. What's up, Kevin? Appreciate you guys. All the hashtag CCs. So this show, David R. emailed me. And here's what he said, okay? He said, if you could lose players without affecting the salary cap, and you could find a trade partner where necessarily, and you could cut players with no financial penalty cap-wise, what would you do with this roster? So we're basically doing a keep trade cut. We're going to put every single player on the 49ers roster into three categories. Keep them, trade them, cut them. Very, very simple. Now, you have to understand, this is a hypothetical that is basically based on play and fit. Deleting all financial everything. That is not going to be included into the equation. And obviously, all of these roster moves will take part into one of those things. The finances are huge with it. But this is a meritocracy-based show today. Who should stay, who shouldn't stay. Very simple. That's all we're doing. So the cap numbers, all that stuff, do not apply to this hypothetical situation. Okay, this is episode 1,299. How did I not do one more show this past year? Shame, shame, shame. Shame on me. So it should have been 1,300, but we got to 1,299, so we'll have to show 1,300 tomorrow before I take off for Arizona. So that's what we're going to do. Man, how did I not do one more show? Anyway, I could have fudged the numbers a little bit, but no, I don't want to do that. Anyway, again, thank you for all the New Year's wishes. You guys are incredible. Happy New Year's to you guys. Y'all are freaking awesome. Night Prince, thank you. Nothing like coffee and Chapman in sports in the morning. I like that. Invader, double dip at defensive line, high and late. Yeah, so this isn't so much drafting. Ooh, this hurts, Anthony. He said, mad my Niners and San Jose State lost their bowl. That hurts. That hurts. That hurts. Oh, look at Chris. Debo ASAP. You know what's crazy? Debo's not on my cut list. So let's just start off. I got Debo on the keep. I really, really do. I like the way that the 49ers used Debo most recently. I really do. Where you use him as a kickoff return guy. Now, again, the entire conversation has nothing to do with financial cap contract talk. That's not what we're doing. I think Debo fits what we do. And if you're going to use him on end of rounds, you're going to use him on the little toss jet sweeps, kickoffs, all those things. Decoy, the best play of the game offensively was when we finally used a Debo decoy. So I have him on my keep list. And the majority of the reason why is just because of the fit. Just because of the fit. So I understand you want to add in financials and the contract and all that stuff, and you want to cut or trade Debo. I understand. And I know I'm in the minority. And I moved him around on my list several times. I was like, all right, we're going to cut him. Nah, maybe we should trade him. I was like, man, you know what? I think I want to keep him. I do. I like the Pearsall Jennings Debo. I ain't mad at it. I really ain't. I really not. But that's all right. That's all right. Right here. John says, keep Trey, trade Huff, cut Moody. Cut Moody, that is 100%. Yes. Cut Moody, 100%. What's up, Grand A? Happy New Year's. What's up, Mike? Appreciate you guys. Right here, Invader. I'd advise against cutting Debo. I'm telling you, Invader is my burner account. We are 2-2. Two alike. Right here, John Kruger and me both think Walter Nolan would be, man, at 11? Ugh. You know, you look at Walter Nolan, 6'3", 304, offensive tackle, out of Ole Miss, 21 years old. I like that. I mean, he hasn't played a lot. Oh, sorry. No, he's not offensive. I apologize. Defensive tackle. My bad. 1,200 snaps ain't bad. He's got the Ed Oliver type comp. I'm looking at the 49ers rush draft book on him. I haven't done tape on him yet. I've done a lot of background. I like him. I don't love him. He's got 6 sacks this year. The Ole Miss is a little bit of a red flag for me personally, but you know, I want to see. I want to see what he could do. I know that he was really, really big coming out of college, won state championships, 2 of them. He was a 5-star recruit, number 1 recruit by ESPN, and number 2 by Rivals. So he was ahead of Travis Hunter in one and behind him in another. Yeah, I need to do some more tape on him. 6'3", 304, versatility, strength, and anchor. It's a fit. I'm not mad at defensive tackle in the first round. I'm really, really not. I think it is a gigantic need. And whenever we go through this list of keep, trade, cut, I think you guys are going to see that. Would I be upset with that pick at 11? No. Do I think it's a reach? Yes. Now, this is all pre-combine. It's all pre-combine. So, but I mean, he's up there. There's no doubt, you know, probable first round pick. But I'm going to hold it. I want to tackle or I want to edge personally. But I would not be upset with that. I would not be upset with that. Right here. Cutting Moody is low-hanging fruit. Cut Jair Brown. John says that. Guess what? I got Jair Brown on my keep list. I like what I've seen from him in his reserve role. I think we were too dependent on him. By far worst defensive player we've had all year. But he's a second-year player with upside. We have good tape on him. And I'm just like, man, that's Nick Sorensen effect. And Nick Sorensen made every single player on the defense worse this year. Every single one, all the way across the board. Every single player has got worse on defense. And none more so than Jair Brown. I don't mind cutting him, but he was one of my last keeps. I ain't going to lie. Right here, Goff. Jeff, sorry. He says, hot take, McKivitt should stay as a backup. I ain't mad at that. Carlos, cut our center and kicker. I don't name it because it's not against the person, just what they put on the field. Thank you, Carlos. Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you. Oh, freaking love it. Right here, John says, what are you doing with Hargrave? He's my very first cut. And that's not even have to do with the contract. If I got Hargrave back on a minimum deal, I'm still cutting him. He is bad. He was bad. He is bad. He's not a good football player anymore. He needs to go to a different scheme. That's going to bring 5 D linemen consistently. That's where he had success. And just be a pass rusher only. He's so bad against the run. Yeah, Hargrave was my first cut. My very, very first cut. And yes, Ed, fire Sorensen, 1,000%. So let's do this. Let's do our keep first. All right. So here's the guys that I want to bring back. And the order, there's no particular order. I went off of over the caps list of our roster, which is kind of goes by salary cap. So you're gonna have a lot of top end guys at the top, but no particular order. I didn't say this is my number one priority. Keeping Kittle, keeping Trent Williams, keeping Nick Bosa, keeping Fred Warner, keeping Dre Greenlaw. So a lot of the free agents, if I don't mention them, then I don't want to bring them back. I only put the free agents that I wanted to keep in the keep pile. I didn't put them in the cut pile, if that makes sense. Keep Dre Greenlaw. Keep D'Amador Lenore. And again, this has nothing to do with contract or salaries or anything. Just which player should we build around based off of how they play? Brock Purdy, keeping him. Hufanga, I'm bringing him back. Jennings, gosh, I love Jennings. Ricky Pearsall, Christian McCaffrey, Kyle Juszczyk. I'm keeping Kyle, but again, there's a caveat. Man, Kyle, Juice had his best game. He doesn't need to play a lot. And I hate how much we made him play this year. He had 27 snaps out of 67 this past week. That's about it. Like he should get 20 to 25 snaps a game. Like I like that. And I think that he's effective in that. So I want to bring back Kyle Juszczyk just based off of that. One, the character, the captain, everybody loves him, the work ethic, special teams he's always good at. Just again, give it him just a little bit. Right here. Jeff, wait, you think Hargrave is actually bad, though he did have 7 sacks last year and was stopping Pacheco in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl was his best game he had with us. After his injury, he was never the same. He was the worst player we had all through the playoffs. Division round, NFC championship, literally almost cost us the game. Even before that, then he comes back this year, god-awful. Terrible, the run game. Literally, our defense got better as soon as he went out. And I'm not, that's factual. I'm not a Hargrave guy. Not anymore. I think his best football is way behind him. Yeah, the sacks last year, but yeah, sacks are never a good indicator that players are good. Personally, I don't think that it is. I understand we're a stat-driven world, but like Leonard Floyd, for example, that dude's getting a lot of sacks this year. Not a consistent player. I want consistent players that are fits in our scheme and can stop the run. If you're a defensive lineman that is a liability in the run game, I do not want to build around you. It'd be different if we used them, Leonard Floyd, Hargrave, Jordan Elliott, as pass rush guys, but we don't. We use them as every down guys because Chris Kucerik and Nick Sorensen, not good coaches anymore. They're not good coaches anymore.
It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I'm out on that one right here. Cut juice. I see that. I think a lot of people have that. I get that. I totally understand, but I'm keeping juice. I'm keeping Debo. I like the fit. If money isn't an issue, I like Debo on this team moving forward. I really, really do. Do I think he should be a captain? Do I think that that's not up to me. That's up to the players. But I like him as a returner. I like him as the changeup back. I like him as the end around screen guy. And against zone teams, Debo's great. But you look at the Lions, you play a heavy man team. That dude had one target for one catch, and it was on a skip pass. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's the way you should use him. He sucks against man. We relied on him in the Super Bowl against the heaviest man team, and it cost us 12 targets. He was terrible. But I do want to keep Debo. Malik Collins, I like him. Dominic Pooney, obviously. Renardo Green. Malik Mustafa, I'm keeping him. That's three stud rookies. Jordan Mason, keeping him. Nick Sakell, he's proven to be better than Aaron Banks already. Keeping him. Sam O, one of my favorite players ever. Evan Anderson, two young pups that just, again, those are two guys coming off, man, you might say they're two worst games, but they fit what we do. Strong against the run, all-out effort, low ceiling talent-wise. Like, they're not great pass rushers or whatever, but they just do their job consistently. I want guys that aren't liabilities and hurt their team. And again, as we go through this list, hopefully that comes across. Etur Gross Matos, keeping him. Isaac Yiadom, I'm keeping, but mainly for special teams. I would love Yiadom to be that fourth, fifth corner. But he's been great on special teams all year. Yeah, I've been a Yiadom guy. He just got torched by the Lions completely. But a lot of that, man, why are you putting him in man coverage consistently with no safety help? That's stupid on your part, Nick Sorensen. But I'd keep Yiadom just for special teams alone. We suck at special teams. He's one of the positives. Spencer Burford, keeping him. Kalia Davis, not Khalil, letting Khalil Davis go. Robert Beal. Can't believe I'm saying this. Robert Beal has turned around, man. I really do think that Robert Beal is a foundational piece because, again, he's so great versus the run, and he's such a stud in special teams. Those two things just make me absolutely love what he brings to the table. D Winners, yeah. D Winners, awesome. In an ideal world, you'd have Fred Warner, linebacker one, Dre Greenlaw, linebacker two, D Winners, linebacker three. That is best linebacking core in the NFL. And if Dre Greenlaw gets hurt, D Winners kicks in, you're just fine. D Winners should have been the linebacker two all season. But terrible coaching, Nick Sorensen. Instead, you invested in a guy with some of the lowest football character known to man, and it burned you. So instead of developing D Winners and him ascending player, he had to sit on the sidelines and watch. And even whenever he wasn't out there, you had DFF out there taking linebacker three snaps. Just stupid. Just stupid. Matt Hennessy, keeping him. Jair Brown, again, I moved him around, but I'm saying a lot of his bad plays because of Nick Sorensen putting him in the worst possible positions over and over and over again. Yes, he was god-awful this year, but we have seen good tape last year coming off his best game, probably coming in the reserve role. I want to give him another chance. And special teams, I think, you know, if he learns how to tackle. But I get it if you're out on him. Kevin Givens, love him as like a fifth defensive tackle. Ben Bartsch, Curtis Robinson, Walter Payton, man of the year. I wish he was our linebacker three over DFF. And so if you choose not to go with Dre Greenlaw, which I would understand, I want to bring him back. But if you have Fred Warner one, D Winters two, Curtis Robinson three, dude, that's a great lineup. And then Curtis Robinson would be your backup for Fred Warner at the Mike spot. So he played Mike Sam. D Winters plays Will. Dude, I'd be cool with that. Keeping Jalen Moore as a backup, swing tackle. Keeping Jalen Graham. Special teams continues to be a stud. I like the upside. Mason Plyne, you know, he's on practice squad IR, but I like the chance of developing him into a pass catchy tight end eventually. And Drake Nugent. Those are the guys that I want to keep. That's kind of where it stops. And here we go. We're going to upset some people. And yeah, people are right here just like, I didn't hear you say this person. Yep. Right here, John. Did I hear you saying you're cutting Leonard Floyd? No, John. I am not cutting Leonard Floyd. I'm trading him. I would trade Leonard Floyd because there are people out here that love the sack numbers. And if that's the case, Leonard Floyd's your guy. He has 8.5 sacks this year. He is long in the tooth. He's 32 years old. We have him under contract. I'm trading Leonard Floyd. I am. I do not think that he is a good player. I think he definitely the pass rush is still there, but he's such a liability in the run game all game long. And I've seen him get thrown to the ground probably 30 times this season and give up quarterback runs, all those things. So, again, the stat watchers, you're going to hate this. I've traded Leonard Floyd for anything I could get. I would much rather have a more consistent end or a true pass rush end. What is your role? Now, I do think that defensive end is a major, major, major role, and we don't have the replacement option on our thing. But I've said for, I guess, about a month now, Sam Moe should be starting over Leonard Floyd. He's much better against the run. Now, is Sam Moe a pass rusher? He's not. But your base end, I'd prefer to have Sam Okwuanu. I would prefer to have him out there. Pass rusher, obviously, Leonard Floyd. But, man, if you can get a fourth-round pick or a fifth-round pick for him, I would do that in a heartbeat. Now, Leonard Floyd will be back next year. We're paying him out the wazoo. But this entire thing is no salary cap implications whatsoever. And I want a more consistent run player that doesn't have so many freaking losses and just getting ragdolled to the ground over and over and over again. He's old. He's 32, and his play isn't what it is. But again, if you just care about sacks, then he's the best there ever was. And if you don't watch tape, then, man, Leonard Floyd has been awesome, and so was Hargrave last year. I'm sorry. We watch every single play multiple times on the All-22. Leonard Floyd hasn't been great. Really hasn't. And, yeah, for those 8.5 plays, those 8.5 sacks, awesome. Yeah, it just, I'm sorry. It's just not there for me. And yeah, he's always going to get those sacks. That's what he does. But I'm good. I'm fine trading that. That's all. I am fine trading. Now, if you're one of those people that would, what's it called? It wants to keep Leonard Floyd, I don't disagree with you. I have him in my trade thing. If we keep him, cool, but Sabo almost got Bosa killed. He did. But that's all right. That's okay. I like him, and I would prefer to draft an edge player. I want Mikael Williams or Banks, the tackle from Texas. Those are the two guys. If I could have anybody, it would be one of those two. Now, Abdul Carter, you know, whatever, those guys that are going to be going top five, whatever. Yeah, right here, Ice Cold Narsh, trading Leonard Floyd, cutting Hargrave and Khalil Davis. Khalil Davis doesn't even count. He's a healthy scratch lately. They're not even playing him. I know these guys didn't perform great for us, but that three holes to fill in free agency, think we could do it. Yeah, I want guys that can fit. That's the whole thing here that I'm trying to, again, what would I do, right? What would John do? I want guys that fit who we are. And if you don't fit, I don't want to build around you, especially if you're 32 years old, especially if you're 30 plus years old. All right, Leonard Floyd, 32. How old's Hargrave? I think he's 30, 31. Let's see here. Like, I'm not building around. Oh, yeah, he's 32. His birthday's this week. I'm not building around 32-year-old players that don't fit our identity. What's our identity whenever we moved away from Buckner, which was a mistake? We want guys that can stop the run and get after the passer. DeForest Buckner has never been a positive run game defender. But then you go after Hargrave, who also, he's a little bit better than Buckner in the run game, but not consistently. That just fell off a cliff whenever he came here. Couldn't play in our scheme. Couldn't play in our scheme at all. So I want guys that can stop the run consistently and have extra. I'm only getting guys that fit our scheme. That's it, period. And I'm not asking guys to do what they can't do. I'm not putting Jair Brown as a single high safety. I'm not putting Hufanga as a free safety. I'm not doing those things anymore. And a lot of this has to do with Nick Sorensen sucking so bad is we're playing players out of their position. Now, Leonard Floyd has constantly been a three-down defensive end, but he's been standing up as an outside backer. It hasn't. The transition hasn't gone well on base downs. It has not. And yeah, that is a lot of holes to fill. I understand that, but I don't care. I am going forward with guys that fit and are a match for what we do. And I do not think Leonard Floyd, that's cool. If you used him correctly, he could fit. But Kocerek and Shanahan and Sorensen aren't doing that. So if you're going to continue to use him the way that you've been using him, that's a problem. Now, I will say this. You have to give him credit. They did cut his snaps by about 25 per game, and that's whenever he came on late. Like, they had him out there for like 50, 60 snaps a game, and Leonard Floyd couldn't do anything. He was just getting ragdolled nonstop. They cut his snaps by 20 to 25. Then he started to actually have some type of positive production, but it wasn't until then. So if you're going to use him for 30 snaps a game, cool. That's awesome. Keep him. But I would prefer to trade him because our coaching staff's not that smart. And yeah, you don't have the other guys out there, but you got to get them. That's what happens when you don't draft one defensive lineman in the draft. You get what you, what's the Joker line? What do you get whenever all this stuff happens? You get what you fucking deserve. Like, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Lee, new DC changes scheme. I'm getting a four. I want a new DC like Jeff Ulbrich, the Browns DC, something like that. I want a four down defensive scheme. But not Nick Sorensen. He's just garbage. He's the worst DC in the history of the 49ers franchise. I believe that. He is that bad. Who else has taken the number one fourth quarter defense and made it dead last in one season? Who else has made every single defensive player worse in one season? Every single player has regressed. Every single player that has suited up for the 49ers on defense has regressed in one season. One season. Ugh. Man, yeah, he's the worst. Anyway.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm trading Brandon Ayuk. I'm trading him. I know he's injured. I know that he probably isn't going to have a huge whatever mark right here. You know, BA is coming off a major injury. Trade value is at an all-time low. I'm going to see what I could get for him. I would prefer to trade him over Bosa. One, I think he'd get more over Debo. And two, man, I hated the way that went. I couldn't stand it. I hated what we saw whenever he came back. Couldn't stand it. Now, am I glad that Ayuk is under contract and we have him on this team in the future? Yes. And so if we can't trade him for, you know, a first or second round pick, then I'm keeping him. I'm definitely closer to keeping him than cutting him. But you told me right now I could get a top 35 pick and Amari Cooper, which was on the table. We should have jumped at the chance at that. Now, I know Ayuk said he wasn't going to do a deal there. And that blew it up. But, man, I'm going to try. If I get anywhere close to that, You tell me I'm getting a top 35 pick, I'm taking that deal right now. Not even close. That's just me personally. Yeah, I don't think anybody's buying him, so then I'm going to keep him, but I'm going to try. I would put him out there, and I would like to keep him, but man, whew, second and Amari Cooper? That's a top 35 pick? Man, we should have jumped at that deal. Odom, I think people would like to have him. I like him, but, you know, special teams ace, you might get sixth or seventh for him, but if not, I'd keep him. Isaac Garendo, I know a lot of people love this dude. I do too. I like him. Again, if I can't trade him, I'm going to keep him, but I would prefer to build around CMC and Jordan Mason. If you can't trade Garendo, then cool, keep him. The negative plays, the fumbles, the lack of vision, the terrible pass protection, that's a lot. The injuries, dude missed 24 games with hamstrings and foot issues. He's already had foot and hamstring issues in his very first year in the NFL, nonstop, missed all the training camp. I like Garendo, and I would prefer to keep him. I'm not cutting him, but if we could get anything, I would do that. I don't like running backs without vision, and if you haven't watched the tape against the Lions, that dude ran into his own lineman three times in the first half, and we didn't run the ball at all in the second half. But yeah, I would trade Garendo. I would trade him. If not, keep him. Jacob Cowing, we're not going to use him. Somebody will value that. If Jacob Cowing stays here, he's just going to be a punt returner forever, and that's all he's going to do. I think that Jacob Cowing is a great vertical threat. We just don't trust him. So yeah, Jacob Cowing, I would try to trade. If not, keep him. Tatum Bethune, I don't think that you could get anything for him, but I don't think he's a fit in what we do. He's a terrible special teams player because he can't play in space. He's amazing at stopping the run, but he just cannot play in space. So he can stop the run between the tackles, can't play on the perimeter at all. Outside toss, not his thing. Tatum, if I couldn't trade, I would cut, personally. And I just don't think you build around a guy that cannot cover and cannot play in space. So if you're going to be a back end of the roster linebacker, but you can't play special teams, he's terrible at kickoff, he's terrible at kickoff return, he's terrible at punt, terrible at punt block. Like, he's terrible. He's just not a good special teams player. Elijah Mitchell, I would try to trade, and if I couldn't, I would cut. And this is probably one of the closest to, well, this doesn't impact salary cap, therefore, you know, this is what you do. But the reason why Elijah Mitchell will stay is because he's basically a free player on the salary cap. So if you could trade him, cool. If not, I would cut him just because the injuries, taking up a roster spot, can't rely on him. I love the player. Love it whenever he is healthy, but when is that? Right here, Tatum practice squad. I'm cool with that. Let's see here. Too many holes to fill in one draft. Yeah, this is my thing. Again, free agency. This is what I'm going to do. This is, again, my opinion. Disagreements are great. Bobo, was Garendo the reason Kyle passed 16 straight times for the Lions? No. Kyle's the reason Kyle passed 16 times, but Garendo is bad. He has no vision at all. You have to – Garendo is great at inside – zone or gap power scheme because you have an allotted hole. Like, I'm running through the three, the four, you know, whatever. You have a predetermined, you run here. Outside zone, Grindo's the worst, period, at it. He has no vision. He forces the cutback before he sets up his block. He panics and runs into his own players. So, yeah, Kyle doesn't trust him. I wish he would trust him more. It's not like he's a bad player. It's just he leaves so much out there. So much, like, he runs into his own player so many times. And he can't pass protect. He's great, you know, running routes and catching the ball out of the backfield. That's his specialty. But man, you can't even use him as a kick returner because he fumbles the ball more than he gets past the 30. No vision, and ball security is an issue. Injury is an issue. He's old. That was a terrible pick. It's a terrible pick. I hope it changes. Cut Cowie, sign Tutu Atwell. There we go. Hey, if McVay can't use a wide receiver, no way in hell Shanahan can. I'm sorry. I love Kyle Shanahan. I hope we keep him. But McVay is a better wide receiver position coach than we could ever dream of with Shanahan, sadly. He gets the most out of all of his wide receivers, but I wouldn't be against it. Jeff, John, I think Arundo can get a lot better outside zone. Can't get worse. Can't get worse. And I do think that he will improve. We're going to keep him, obviously. This is if there's no cap, I would trade him and then keep him. That would be my idea. Try to trade him if you can't, then keep him. But not somebody I want to build around. He has all the talent. Grando's height, weight, speed, body type is freaking phenomenal. Dude just can't see. He just can't see, and he can't pass protect, and he can't stay healthy. That's one too many strikes for me. I know a lot of people love Grando. The speed is killer. And if you just watch the highlights, he's the best there is. But if you watch the tape, that dude, he gets his teammates killed. I don't know what to do with him. I really, really don't. But he's going to get better. He's going to get better. What's up, Big Papa? He says, hey, John, are there any centers that you need ball games today? Yeah, Jake Majors. Jake Majors for Texas. Kick it off in 30 minutes. Jake freaking Majors. That is the guy. He's a perfect scheme fit. He's started 50-plus games. Yes, Shanahan knows him personally. He's been down with Texas. He's talked to the team. Yes. Watch the entire offensive line for Texas. And watch John A. Barrett, number 7, cornerback, Texas, who, God, I freaking love. Jim Thorpe Award winner. He's going to go early second round. I wouldn't spend that on a corner. I think we have bigger needs. But, man, John A. Barrett would be a perfect fit in our secondary. But anyway, that's what it is. Nick, what's up, man? He says, top 3 changes needed, defensive coordinator, special teams coach, and kicker. Other changes also need to happen. Happy New Year's. Yeah, you ain't wrong. You are not wrong. Now, I'm going to get to the players that I would cut right after this. While other books make promises, my bookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with my bookie's 12 Days of Christmas. Festive lineup, and can't miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways, it only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets, it's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 Days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS49ERS with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right. Apparently, I touched a nerve with the Grando. And that's okay. Like, disagreements are great, guys. Disagreements are great. They're not a bad thing. And I think Grando can improve. He can't get worse. He cannot get worse. In vision and ball security and pass protection, cannot get worse. There's upside there. And yes, he can improve. That's why I said trade him or keep him. Right here, Night Prince. Damn, Grando's getting torched. I mean, I think the upside is there. I agree. I think he can be coached up. And he's shown flashes of what he can do. The 4.3 speed is hard to find. I totally understand that. I do not disagree with you on any of those things. Right here, Night Prince. Pass blocking can be improved. If fumbling the ball, every running back is prone to that. Even CMC fumbled in Super Bowl. Still pissed at that? Yes. There was a point this season where Grando had 4 fumbles on 30 touches. Like, literally not even. Now, he's improved. Where's he at now? So I want to see, because it was so bad. You remember whenever Grando was just doing kickoffs and they had to pull him from kickoffs because he was just so freaking bad. How many fumbles? He's got 4 fumbles, 3 fumbles lost. So he hasn't fumbled in a while. How many touches does he have? 82. So 1 fumble out of 20 touches. That's terrible. That is a terrible fumble rate. But yeah, he's improving. He hasn't fumbled since Green Bay. So he had four straight games with no fumbles. That's awesome. So the improvement's there. Yeah, there's enough upside there. And yeah, I'm pissed off about CMC's fumbles. Are you kidding me? But I'm just saying, whenever you get pulled from your only job and then injuries force you into the lineup, and then you have to throw 16 straight passes, a lot of that's on Kyle. Most of it's on Kyle. But Grendel was bad this past game. Like, some great runs, some great catches out of the backfield. That's where he excels. But we need, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's, I like him, but sorry. There's, he's not my favorite. Injuries, 25 years old, never started in college. There's just a lot of question marks there. And I hope that he's going to improve. They're not cutting him. This is a hypothetical. I would trade or keep him. I'm not saying to cut him, but I would trade him. If I could get something for him, I would take it. Now, the people that I would cut, we're not doing coaches, but I had to add Brian Schneider, worst special teams coach of the NFL. Nick Sorensen, worst defensive coordinator in 49ers history. Cut. They're that bad. They're worse than that. They're terrible, terrible. And what's funny is, you know, I put this out there. We have the highest drafted kicker and the highest drafted punter in the NFL. Combine them. Moody's had two seasons. Mitch Wisnowski's had six. Zero Pro Bowls, zero All Pros. Neither has finished top five in PFF in their respective positions once. Terrible, 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 terrible. So cut Brian Schneider. Cut Nick Sorensen. Get the hell out of here. Cut Jake Moody. Yeah, that done. Cut Wisnowski. That dude's getting paid more than Kyle Juszczyk, almost. Like, no, we're not paying a punter that sucks. He had one good season. Shouldn't have extended him anyway, but his one good season came after the extension. I'm not spending $2.5 million on a punter. No, especially with back issues. No, I'm not doing that. Tabor Pepper, gone. Know your role. You're a long snapper. What the hell are you doing talking to a captain ever? You're a long snapper. And I coach long snappers. I was a long snapper. Like, come on, dude. He's been not good this year. Last year was his best year of his entire career. And I think the 49ers keep him because he's a big body. He hustles down and gets down there and punt coverage. That's kind of the added element that Tabor Pepper brings. But no, I don't want a divisive long snapper that's going to go after a captain. Get the hell out of here. Javon Hargrave, gone. He's gone in real life as well. Jake Brendel, gone. No. He spent the entire year watching his own players get destroyed. Now it's time. Cut him. Let him buy a ticket and watch the game the way it's supposed to be in the stands. Don't watch on the field. Colton McKivitz, I'd prefer to keep as a backup, but I'm cutting him just because that means we have to address this position. I'm done. I'm moving on. Brendel, McKivitz, who are iron men, and they're never injured, and they always play. Have to give them credit for that. I'm done. Jordan Elliott, cut. Gone. He's a Longhorn. Gone. Get out of here. DFF, gone. Cut. Time to move on. Darrell Luter Jr., cut. Gone. We're done with that. No player IQ whatsoever. Cost us in the Super Bowl. Cost us multiple times this year. Never learned his lesson. Get him out of here. Drake Jackson, cut. Gone. I don't want to see that. It doesn't fit what we do. He has no play strength whatsoever. Can't stay healthy. Awesome kid. Upside's there. But no, he doesn't fit what we do. Jake Tonjes, gone. Braden Willis, gone. And again, Dale, if I was keeping Yottam as a corner, I'd cut him, but I'm keeping Yottam as a special teams player. He's one of our best. He is literally the only quality gunner we have in cornerback on punt return. I'm keeping him for that alone. I would love to have Yottam as a cornerback four, where if he's got to come into play, but not with Nick Sorensen. Nick Sorensen is putting him in the worst possible positions over and over again. I'm keeping Huff. I'm keeping Huff completely. So, Dale, Debo should be gone. I think he's a fit. And again, this whole thing has been no salary cap involved, no financials. I think Debo fits. And I would like to use him like we used him this past week against the Lions. Kickoff returns, change of pace back, end around, skip passes, screens, things like that. I think that's what he does. Now, you play against a zone team. Debo can run drift. He can run in breakers. He can run slants versus zone team, can't versus man. So if you know how to use them, then I think he can work. And so that's what I would do. Yeah, I'm cutting Mitchell. So the players I'm cutting, Hargrave, Brindle, McKivitz, Elliott, DFF, Moody, Wish, Nowski, Tabor Pepper, Luter Jr., Drake Jackson, Tonjes Willis. Those are the guys I'm cutting. Guys I'm trading or going to try to trade. If I can't trade them, I'm going to keep them. Ayuk, Leonard Floyd, Odom, Grendo, Cowing. If I can't trade them, then I'm cutting them. Tatum Bethune, Elijah Mitchell. Everybody else I'm going to keep. That's just me. Yeah, I'm keeping Sam O. I love Sam O. Is he perfect? No. Is he a starter? No. But that dude does the right thing so freaking consistently, all out effort, cares about his team. You see him, they cut to him on the, you know, the broadcast view. He's on the bench talking Bosa, asking questions the whole time. He waits for Bosa to sit down. He goes, sits right next to Bosa and just starts asking questions. Like, he is the perfect fit of mentality. I love the 6'1", 270. Are you kidding me? Oh yeah. Keeping your turn. You guys can go back and listen to the front or the start of this episode. If you want, I go through all the players, but yeah, the keep trade cut. That's what it is. Right here, Roy's place. And this is probably the question that we need to be asking. John, do you think John and Kyle will see the necessary cuts like we do? Banks, Moody, Brindle, etc. Banks ain't coming back. At least he sure as hell shouldn't. Every single backup that's come in and played for him has outperformed him this year. Every single one. Same thing with last year with Feliciano getting a couple starts over there. Moody, I think that they'll bring somebody in competition-wise for a training camp against Moody, which he'll win. But you got to see how Moody kicks in preseason. He sucked in preseason. So we'll see. Brindle, I think they're keeping Brindle, and I hate it. Yeah, Saubert. So the free agents I didn't mention, like if their contract is expiring, then I didn't bring them up, if that makes sense. So, like for those guys, it's just, hey, if their contract's expiring, just not bringing them back. That's kind of how that went. Hope that makes sense. Hope that makes sense. So, yeah, I'm not bringing back Saubert. Are you kidding me? No. So, anyway, hopefully this has been fun for you guys. I think it's interesting. This is my perspective. You disagree. That's okay. Disagreements are a great thing. But what is also a great thing is the Texas Longhorns who are about to play, man. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hook them. I love it. And again, if you guys are coming out, the truly diehards, to the Cardinals game, come say what's up. We got parties the day before at Salt Tacos and Tequila right next to the stadium in the Westgate District. We're going to be there 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. Make sure you go get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And then our tailgate, all you can eat, drink, all that stuff, giveaways, prizes, you name it. That's going to be from 10 to 1 p.m. right before the game. Then we walk to the stadium together. So if you want to join us for the tailgate or a day before, go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And this is the end of our episode 1,299. Next episode, man, it's going to be 1,300 tomorrow. Dang, that's crazy. You guys are awesome. Until next time, stay strong and faithful.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.